A disgrace to the profession. The world scientists, in their own words, on Michael E. Mann, his hockey stick, and their damage to science. Volume 1. Compiled and edited by Mark Stein. Illustrated by Josh. Narrated by Melissa Howes. Published by Stockade Books. All rights reserved. Part 20. Scientist number 119. Quote, has he shown that there's no hockey stick? The answer is yes. Close quote. Professor Claude Allegra, PhD, Emeritus Professor at the Institute of Geophysics in Paris, one of the most highly cited researchers according to the Institute for Scientific Information, former Minister of National Education, Research and Technology in the French government under the Socialist Prime Minister Lionel Jospin, recipient of the William Bowie Medal, the Gold Medal of the French National Center of Scientific Research, the Wollaston Medal of the Geological Society of London, the Crafoord Prize for Geology from the Royal Swedish Academy of Science, and the V.M. Goldschmidt Award, member of the French Academy of Sciences, foreign honorary member of the American Academy of Arts and Sciences, and foreign associate of the U.S. National Academy of Sciences. Mark. Throughout all his self-inflicted travails of the last decade, man has insisted that he speaks for science and he takes the blows for science. But increasingly, scientists from across the spectrum, from alarmists to deniers, via skeptics, lukewarmers, and realists, agree at least that whatever their taste in climate science, it doesn't include man. In 2010, upon the publication of his book, L'Imposture Climatique, Claude Allegra got into a public spat with the Swedish paleoclimatologist Håkan Grud over the use the former made of the latter's landmark 2008 paper. In a sense, it was an argument about the precise degree of their antipathy to man and his hockey stick. Nevertheless, as Professor Allegra wrote, quote, does Mr. Grud establish that historic temperature variations are underestimated in the tree ring data used by man? The answer is yes. Has he shown that there's no hockey stick in the temperatures he estimated? The answer is yes. Has he shown that per man, current temperatures are hotter than the historical periods? The answer is no. Close quote. Mark. Has he shown that there's no hockey stick? Yes. But it should never have taken so long. Way back when Dr. Andas Hans Herren wrote that first Yahoo forum post on Sunday, January 26, 2003, at 10:27 p.m., he pointed out that for a quote-unquote proxy reconstruction, both man's proxies and reconstruction seemed a wee bit off. Mr. Aaron noticed that man had calibrated his North American tree rings with the Northern Hemisphere temperature record. Why wouldn't you first calibrate the Northern American tree rings with the North American temperature record? Because they don't match. So man decided that North American trees, which can't tell us the temperature of the continent they're planted on, can somehow tell us the temperature of the planet. And thus, when the same tree rings that can't tell the temperature of their own backyard fail to show any medieval warming, that means that it's safe to wipe the medieval warm period off the global temperature graph. And voila! And the hockey stick was born. Man still has no honest answer to the questions one curious Dutch scientist posed in a Yahoo web group. Scientist number 120, quote, it's time to let Michael Mann sink or swim on his own, close quote. Dr. Judith Curry, PhD, professor and former chair of the School of Earth and Atmospheric Sciences at the Georgia Institute of Technology, member of the National Research Council's Climate Research Committee and the NASA Advisory Council Earth Science Committee, recipient of the Henry G. Houghton Research Award from the American Meteorological Society, co-editor of the Encyclopedia of Atmospheric Sciences. Mark. On February 22, 2014, in an extraordinary statement at her website, Dr. Curry laid bare the appalling damage that man's warmano style has done to climate science. Quote, "The key issue regarding academic freedom is this. No scientist should have to fall on their sword to follow the science where they see it leading or to challenge the consensus. I've fallen on my dagger, not the full sword, in that my challenge to the consensus has precluded any further professional recognition and a career as a university administrator. That said, I have tenure, and am senior enough to be able to retire if things generally were to get awful for me. I am very worried about younger scientists, and I hear from a number of them that have these concerns." Close quote. Mark, that's an astonishing admission, but not unjustified. Away from the world of academic tenure, the reaction of hockey stick defenders to even the mildest criticism is to get the guy sacked. Willie Soon, co-author of one of the first papers to take issue with the hockey stick, is still the target of Man World's ire over a decade later. Greg Ludden, one of Man's most loyal hitmen, spent early 2015 trying to chalk up a petition to put Dr. Soon on the breadline. As one of Man's Twitter followers put it, quote, "Patrick at Cyclone Buster, at Michael E. Mann, will he soon be fired?" Close quote. Mark, destroying lives seems to be what Man World enjoys and what it will do in its death throes. But as Dr. Curry concluded, in a profound sense, Michael E. Mann and science have parted company. Quote, "For the past decade, scientists have come to the defense of Michael Mann, somehow thinking that defending Michael Mann is fighting against the war on science and is standing up for academic freedom. It's time to let Michael Mann sink or swim on his own. Michael Mann is having all these problems because he chooses to try to muzzle people that are critical of Mann's science, critical of Mann's professional and personal behavior, and critical of Mann's behavior as revealed in the ClimateGate emails. All this has nothing to do with defending climate science or academic freedom. The climate science field and the broader community of academics have received an enormous black eye as a result of defending the hockey stick and his behavior. It's time to increase the integrity of climate research, particularly with regards to increasing transparency, calling out irresponsible advocacy, and truly promoting academic freedom so that scientists are free to pursue research without fear of recriminations from the gatekeepers and consensus police." Close quote. Postscript. The case for Mann. Quote, "Stubborn audacity is the last refuge of guilt." Close quote. Samuel Johnson. A Journey to the Western Islands of Scotland, 1775. Here's Mark. Michael E. Mann may believe le climat c'est moi, but as we noted at the beginning, although he claims to be taking a stand for science, science is increasingly disinclined to take a stand for him. It would be unfair, however, to say he has no scientific associates. He's just picky, as he told Irish science journalist John Gibbons in an exclusive interview. Quote, "John Gibbons, our leading climate scientist, Professor John Sweeney had to actually boycott a recent TV program on the grounds that this type of debate, giving oxygen to known climate deniers, is feeding the problem. You've experienced this?" Michael Mann. "If we allow that sort of false balance approach, it does a disservice to the public. If you as a scientist share the stage with an industry-funded denier, you're implicitly telling the audience that these are two equally credible voices. And they're not." Close quote. That's why Mann won't appear with serial climate disinformer Judith Curry or climate denier Roy Spencer. John Gibbons is best known to Irish readers for his idiosyncratic understanding of temperature. Quote, "Just in case you're not familiar with the basic science, the current global average surface temp is 14.5 Celsius. Add 4 Celsius to that in half a century, and you've increased the average surface temp by over 25%. Close quote. No, that wouldn't be centigrade so much as per centigrade. But Mr. Gibbons rather touchingly believed that if it's 10 degrees Celsius today and 15 degrees Celsius tomorrow, it means it's 50% warmer. Whereas if it's 50% Fahrenheit today and 59 degrees tomorrow, it's only 18% warmer, which would seem one easy way to reduce the rate of climate change. So man won't share a stage with notorious hashtag anti-science types like Dr. Curry, but he will give an exclusive interview to a chap who thinks the thermometer measures percentages. Surely John Gibbons can't be the only man of science to speak up for the beleaguered hockey captain. Well, we scoured around and found one or two more. 1. Quote, "Mann and his colleagues are distinguished independent scientists," close quote. Dr. Rajendra Pushuri, Ph.D., chair of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, until his resignation in 2015, following charges of sexual abuse currently before the High Court in Delhi. Ranked 5th in the top 100 global thinkers by Foreign Policy magazine for ending the debate over whether climate change matters. Recipient of the Order of the Rising Sun, Gold and Silver Star from His Imperial Majesty the Emperor of Japan for his contribution to the country's policy on climate change. And likewise endowed with the Legion of Honor France, the Order of the White Rose Finland, and the Newsmaker of the Year Award from the peer-reviewed journal Nature. Member of the Honor Committee of the Jacques Chirac Foundation to promote world peace. Former Indian Railways engineer at the Diesel Locomotive Works in Varanasi. Author of the romantic fiction Return to Almora, acclaimed as the world's first warmographic novel. Mark. In 2005, the prestigious journal Nature interviewed Dr. Pachuri, the head of the IPCC, about the stick and other matters. Quote, Nature, "Was it unwise to give man's hockey stick so much prominence in the IPCC's summary for policymakers?" Dr. Rajendra Pachuri, "No. It is no exaggeration, and it doesn't contradict the rest of the IPCC assessment. Of course, you can always argue about details, but we assess all the available literature, and we found the hockey stick was consistent with that. Mann and his colleagues are distinguished independent scientists who are able to explain their points of view." Close quote. Mark. In 2015, Pachuri resigned as IPCC chair. When Mann launched his latest defamation suit, it was because of a knowingly false comparison between Mann's approach to data and sexual molestation. The author, Rand Simberg, was speaking metaphorically, a literary device apparently unknown to man. If you had said at the time that the head honcho of the big climate elite would turn out to be an actual sexual molester, most observers would have thought it statistically improbable. But that's why Pachuri, facing a criminal complaint at the Delhi High Court, was obliged to step down from the IPCC, from one of Dr. Pantsdowney's accusers. Quote, "I and many other female colleagues and friends who have worked at the same organization as the complainant at, in different points of time and capacities during the last 10 years, have either been through similar harassment at his hands or have known someone who did." Close quote. Oh my, another 97% consensus. After Mann claimed in court that the defendants had committed the hitherto unknown crime of defamation of a Nobel Prize recipient, the Nobel Institute announced that he is not, in fact, any kind of Nobel Prize winner. Mann's initial reaction to being called on his lie was to dig in deeper. How come, if he wasn't a Nobel Prize winner, he had one of these official Nobel Prize awards on display in his very office, huh? If you win a real Nobel Peace Prize, you get invited to Oslo to meet the King of Norway and receive a Nobel Medal. If you win a fake Michael E. Mann Nobel Prize, you wind up like Mann with a piece of paper run off at the IPCC branch of Kinko's, signed by a sexual abuser. Dr. Mann's original complaint argued that it's totally unacceptable to compare a Nobel Prize winner with a sex fiend. But in fact, he has the only Nobel Prize ever handed out by a sex fiend. What are the odds of that? 2. Quote, the hockey stick graph that the IPCC so touted has been debunked as junk science. Close quote. Respondent to the consensus on the consensus. The consensus on the consensus, an opinion survey of Earth scientists on global climate change, was conducted by Margaret R. K. Zimmerman, M.S., and published by the University of Illinois in 2008. Mark. Aside from his support from Dr. Pants Downey, Mann often claims the imprimatur of settled science. 97% of the world's scientists supposedly believe in catastrophic anthropogenic global warming, requiring massive government intervention. That percentage derives from a survey conducted for a thesis by M.R.K. Zimmerman. The survey was a two-question online questionnaire sent to 10,257 Earth scientists, of whom 3,146 responded. Of the responding scientists, 96.2% came from North America. Only 6.2% came from Canada. So the United States is overrepresented even within that North American sample. 9% of U.S. respondents are from California. So California is overrepresented within not just the U.S. sample. It has over twice as large a share of the sample as Europe, Asia, Australia, the Pacific, Latin America, and Africa combined. Of the 10% of non-U.S. respondents, Canada has 62%. Not content with such a distorted sample, the researchers then selected 79 of their sample and declared them, quote-unquote, experts. Of those 79 scientists, two were excluded from a second supplementary question. So 75 out of 77 made it through to the final round, and 97.4% were found to agree with the, quote-unquote, consensus. That's where the 97% comes from. So this is a very Michael Mann reconstruction. Just as a couple of Californian bristlecones can determine the climate for a millennium, so a couple of dozen Californian scientists can determine the consensus of the world. Nonetheless, the compilers also invited comments from respondents and published them in the appendices. In terms of specific scientific material, the hockey stick attracted three comments, one blandly positive. The other two, not so much. Quote, I will note that Mann's hockey stick curve has been demonstrated to be incorrect. Close quote. And again, quote, the hockey stick graph that the IPCC so touted has, it is my understanding, been debunked as junk science. While they've never admitted this to be so, it's my understanding that the graph has disappeared from IPCC publications. Close quote. So what's that? A 67% consensus from the consensus on the consensus that Mann's stick is, quote-unquote, incorrect? Junk? Postscript 3. Quote, Mann is distorting evidence to prove his point and should be fired from the university. Close quote. The other 97% consensus. Dr. Donald McCulkey, Ph.D., is Professor Emeritus and Senior Fellow of the Center for the Study of Biological Complexity at Virginia Commonwealth University, and was formerly a visiting lecturer in biophysics at Harvard Medical School and a visiting professor at the Max Planck Institute for Biophysics and the University of Paris. Mark. On March 9, 2012, Dr. McCulkey wrote a post at the acclaimed left-wing website The Daily Kos with the headline, quote, Michael Mann is a modern hero, and we need to acknowledge that! Exclamation! Close quote. Quote, I just finished a very moving experience reading The Hockey Stick and the Climate Wars, so I will devote this diary to trying to convince you that this man is a hero. He has become a symbol for what our future is all about, and he did not choose his role. No sane person would have. I will try to paint a broad picture of how much is at stake and give you a perspective on how this one man has focused on the threat to all of us. It is the scariest story ever written as a straightforward narrative of modern history. We can tell which way the wind is blowing by reading this, weatherman! Exclamation! Close quote. Mark. At which point Dr. McCulkey's readers were invited to respond to a poll offering the following options. Quote, Michael Mann, A, did not choose to become a symbol. B, has been attacked in many of the same ways that the president and John Kerry were. C, is an outstanding scientist and human being. D, all of the above. E, is distorting evidence to prove his point. F, should be fired from the university. Close quote. A week later, Professor Libous Muttall chanced to happen on the poll and reported the results. Quote, 97% of Daily Kos readers, man is dishonest, close quote. He was right. Quote, Michael Mann, A, did not choose to become a symbol, 10 votes. B, has been attacked in many of the same ways that the president and John Kerry were, 3 votes. C, is an outstanding scientist and human being, 8 votes. D, all of the above, 36 votes. E, is distorting evidence to prove his point, 2,341 votes. F, should be fired from the university, 819 votes. Closed quote. Mark. So indeed, 97% of Daily Kos readers think man is dishonest. We have a consensus. The good news is that just over 3 years later, only 96% of readers thought he was dishonest. At this rate of progress, man will be respectable to the Kos crowd around the year 2156, if he can find an unmelted ice floe to do a celebratory Macarena on. Postscript number 4. Quote, no researchers in this field have ever, to our knowledge, grafted the thermometer record onto any reconstruction. The instrumental record, which extends to present, is shown along with the reconstructions and clearly distinguished. Close quote. Dr. Michael E. Mann, Ph.D., self-conferred Nobel laureate and personal climatologist to Jessica Alba. Mark. In 2004, Mann and his friends put a lengthy post up at their Real Climate site, correcting various quote-unquote myths about his hockey stick. Longtime reader John Finn expressed a reservation. Quote, the practice of grafting the thermometer record onto a proxy temperature record, as I believe was done in the case of the hockey stick, is dubious, to say the least. Close quote. Mann himself responded, quote, no researchers in this field have ever, to our knowledge, grafted the thermometer record onto any reconstruction. It is somewhat disappointing to find this specious claim, which we usually find originating from industry-funded climate disinformation websites, appearing in this forum. Most proxy reconstructions end somewhere around 1980 for the reasons discussed above. Often, as in the comparisons we show on this site, the instrumental record, which extends to present, is shown along with the reconstructions and clearly distinguished from them, example highlighted in red as here. Most studies seek to validate a reconstruction by showing that it independently reproduces instrumental estimates, example early temperature data available during the 18th and 19th century, that were not used to, quote-unquote, calibrate the proxy data. When this is done, it is indeed possible to quantitatively compare the instrumental record of the past few decades with earlier estimates from the proxy reconstruction within the context of the estimated uncertainties in the reconstructed values. Again, see the comparisons here, with the instrumental record clearly distinguished in red, the proxy reconstructions indicated by, e.g., blue or green, and the uncertainties indicated by shading. Mike, close quote. Mann is right. No respectable researchers have ever grafted apples onto oranges without distinguishing them. But Mann does. On the front cover of his own book, The Hockey Stick and the Climate Wars, has a full-color jacket that nevertheless shows both the proxies and the thermometer record as one continuous yellow line.